Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka, AmericanPremiumVodka.com, and enjoy and celebrate responsibly with American Premium Vodka. Marty Trell along the way. We are heard on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and iHeart as well across the country and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Wednesday into a Thursday, lots to get to. You get Lee Steinberg opportunity to talk to super agent, you know, show me the money, Jerry Maguire. My first question, not tonight, would be, though, if we weren't talking about what he's being brought on for, would be, does it ever get old? Does it ever get old? But he has negotiated some of the biggest contracts in sports, and it'll be great to get inside Lee Steinberg. But he's here to talk about a piece of sports memorabilia that is truly one of a kind. You know, we all talk about sports memorabilia. I got this. I got this person to sign this. I got this Babe Ruth thing. I got this Ty Cobb, blah, blah, blah. This thing that he's going to talk about is really, truly one of a kind, and I can't wait to hear it. So stay tuned. It's going to be very interesting. Golf player, number one ranked in the world, Scottie Scheffler, saying he harbors no ill will to the arresting officers in Louisville. Why would he? They dropped the charges today. This was as predictable as the day is long. And great job out of Scheffler. He's going to move on with his life, his unbelievable golf career, and put it in the rearview mirror. And I think the Louisville police cut their losses big time, because they not only were going to lose, they were going to lose badly and just get another black eye. And they've had so many. Breonna Taylor, we could go on and on and on. And I'm not going to bore you with that. It's a line item. Scheffler has the charges dropped. And leave it at that. That is it. And then this is not Michael Vick's redux, but it's disturbing. Isaiah Bugs of the Kansas City Chiefs has two arrest warrants out. Cruelty to dogs. It's just a, you know, please. I mean, really, you're a multi-million dollar athlete. You have dogs and now you're getting charged with cruelty towards them. Total neglect. Just a horrific story. Again, line item. We're not going to delve too deep into it. We'll let the legal system run its course. Caitlin Clark, 30 points. We saw the glimpses of the old Caitlin, but to no avail in terms of the win column. 1-7, and the Caitlin Clark buzz is very, very minimal. And we'll look back at NBA NHL and look forward to a busy week as we come back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Attention landowners, got big summer plans for your property? Then here's an offer from John Deere you'll really dig. Get 0% fixed rate APR for 60, 72, or 84 months on 1, 2, 3D, and 3E series compact tractors. If you've always wanted to get in the seat of a powerful John Deere machine, now's a great time. Offer based on dealer participation. For complete finance details, call toll-free 1-800-468-8501 or online at johndeere.com/compacttractors.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. Across the country, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Big fan of this gentleman. He's family here at Sports Byline. Super agent Lee Steinberg, and he has got a piece of sports memorabilia that, and I want to understand it correctly, so I'm going to let Lee do the explaining, that I believe he is representing, and it is just an awesome piece. Before I introduce the piece, let me introduce our guest, Super Agent Lee Steinberg. Lee, Marty Terrell, thanks for jumping on Sports Byline across the country and around the globe. How are you on this day, Lee? Thanks for coming on and giving us your time. I appreciate it.
I'm great. And in transparency, I was the original investor in Sports Byline.
Yeah, I know that. And we love the fact, so it's like talking to family, if I can take that liberty. I hope you don't mind.
That's it. So Mike Sullivan is a very gifted artist who is very dominant in the sports field. And so he's done murals, pieces of art, paintings, a whole series of really monumental pieces. But this one, I think, is better. So there have been... From 1967 to 2015, there were 681 quarterbacks tried to win the first 50 Super Bowls, and only 31 of them did. And what he's done is to put together a piece that's actually huge. It's 8 feet, 8.5 feet by 4.5 feet. And he has all 31 quarterbacks that were winners sign this. And it's if you start with the fact that Super Bowl is probably America's convention now, and the highest achievement you can have in a sport as popular as NFL football, he's put this together, and it can't be replicated. Some of the people in it, for example, Bart Starr has already died, but it's got. Bart Starr, Joe Namath, who led the 19-point underdog AFL Jets to victory in the Super Bowl, Terry Bradshaw, who won 4 Super Bowls, Joe Montana, the legendary Niner quarterback with 4 Super Bowl wins, Doug Williams, the first African-American quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, the youngest, who was one of my clients, Kurt Warner, an undrafted quarterback who won the Super Bowl. And It's got Roman numerals, the city that it was played in, and these quarterbacks who are featured have been really enthusiastic. Now, think about how would you ever find 31 different people all across the country and get them to be willing to sign. So so he came to me with this project, and I said, you know, this is like iconic, and maybe it should be in the NFL Hall of Fame. Maybe it should be somehow featured in a hotel. Maybe it as a tourist attraction. Maybe it. We're exposing it to the general public, and someone at some point is going to make a really good buy on a irreplaceably iconic painting.
Lee Steinberg is our guest. The Super Agent is part of the Sports Byline family. I will tell you, this is breathtaking. I'm just looking at QB50, the painting, and it truly is. And this isn't without a morsel or even a molecule of hyperbole. This is a one of a kind. And it's funny you say, I thought the first place, this belongs in Canton, Ohio. And then I said, you know what, though? It's going to get lost in the Hall of Fame, I think. I really do. So I think it might be ill-placed if it's put in the shrine to commemorate, obviously, the greatest game in American sport. Because it is. It is supplanted baseball as our pastime. And I don't mean to make a political statement like that. So I don't know. And so it's going to go to undoubtedly a private buyer. What do you expect? You know, I'm going to ask you. I mean, this is going to fetch just an ungodly amount of money. The painting is beautiful. It's one of a kind. And how would you get 31 of 50 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, like you just said, to come to the fore and be willing to sign it? So how are you going to market this? And I'm dying to know this. And you obviously represent Mike Sullivan in the QB 50 painting.
So the first thing is that it's an interesting story about how you would ever get this done. It's almost like a documentary in and of itself. These quarterbacks, and I've represented, you know, I have Super Bowl winners Ben Roethlisberger and Troy Aikman and Steve Young and Patrick Mahomes. They are hard to find. And most of them, some of them were totally retired from the sport, some of them still active, but very hard to get to them. So we're just going to expose the painting and see what the interest is. And when you're asking about pricing, it just depends on how competitive people get. So it, you know, it could be a $10 million painting. But sports art is a whole field, owning art is a field. It's probably not for you and me. But, well, I don't want to speak for you, but it's a little pricey to go in your front room. But this Mike Sullivan is super, and anything he has done has only gone up in value, and this will be too. I have a copy of it up in my office, and everybody who walks in ends up hyper focused on it and gets excited.
I don't blame him. Cute.
And 130 million people watched the last Super Bowl. So when I was growing up, as you said, it was baseball was the dominant sport. And now football not only dominates the people who fill out questionnaires as to what their most favorite sport is, but it's also the highest rated television show. So it's the highest form of entertainment, 61 of the 100 top-rated Nielsen shows were all NFL football.
No question. I want to give out the website, Lee. You are representing QB50. QB, the number 50, thepainting.com. That is QB as in quarterback, the number 50, thepainting.com, represented by Lee Steinberg. Lee, I want to take one liberty. Your life was played out in full Hollywood silver screen with Jerry Maguire. Does it ever get old being linked to that movie and being linked to Tim McDonald, one of your clients, I believe, saying, "Show me the money." Give me 60 seconds on that, if you could.
The interesting thing is it's been 26 years, and yet they seem to replay that on some platform almost every day because people call me. So when I'm in an airport or out to dinner, somebody inevitably is going to run up, and they're going to either say four words to me or ask me to say them that start with "show me the," and but no, you have to be good natured about these things. And I think the film humanized sports agents to people, and Cameron Crowe, the director, followed me around for about a year and a half, and he went to the NFL draft where Drew Bledsoe was the first pick. He went to the pro scouting day at SC. He came to a number of games with me, came to some Niner games. He came to the league meetings in Palm Desert, and I told him a lot of stories. And then I was technical advisor, and some of that was integrated into the script. And I actually took the actor Cuba Gooding Jr. with me down to, who played Rod Tidwell, down with me to Super Bowl in Phoenix and made him pretend he was a wide receiver all week. He hung out with Amani Toomer and Desmond Howard. He had to pretend he was a client to put him into role.
I love it. Lee, obviously your family, thank you for all your years of being involved with Sports Byline. Of course, Ron Barr and Billie Jean King, Brian Billick, yourself, Adonna Foyle. We've got a really a wonderfully star-studded group of people on the masthead at Sports Byline Broadcast USA. Thank you very much. Good luck with the painting, and let's do this again soon. Could we?
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
Thank you. That is Super Agent Lee Steinberg. Yes, his life played out in full bloom on the silver screen. Jerry Maguire, show me the money. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back on Sports Overnight America, presented by our good friends at American Premium Vodka. Coming back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
All right, talking the world of sports here as we roll to the bottom of the hour. I mean, we just were limited on time. I could have gone Bill Walton. Lee Steinberg was UCLA, and then he transferred to UCal. He was in with, I believe, Steve Wozniak. I wouldn't go out on a limb, but I'm out on a small branch. I'm on a nub of a tree. I'm one step onto the branch to say he was a dormitory roommate, classmate of Steve Wozniak at Cal Berkeley, where he got his degree. Lee Steinberg, you look at his roster of clients and athletes, it's mind-boggling. And over the years, a regular on Radio Row at Super Bowls that I've been fortunate enough to be at and credentialed, and he was always, one of the most, not only visible, but just willing to talk to, obviously, the big guns, the networks. And at the time, you know, we were crawling and scratching and diving for loose balls and crumbs. And he would, he'd come over to some of the local affiliates of the Super Bowl participants and spend time with you. I mean, he's just a very, very gracious man. He has. And he, you know, he's had his ups and downs throughout life. Who hasn't? He's a human being, but that's a good get. Thank you, Darren Peck, Ron Barr, and everybody. And Dominic, thank you for getting that processed and out over the airwaves. That was a lot of fun. And that, I tell you, that painting is, it's mind boggling. It really is. I mean, think about this. Mike Sullivan does the painting. Then I almost called him Jerry Maguire. And then, yeah, Jerry Maguire. No, but then Lee Steinberg gets, you know, his through his sources and his resources and pulling it all together to get 31 of the 50 winning quarterbacks to sign. And, you know, you say, well, why not all 50? Well, first of all, a bunch of them won multiple quarterbacks. Montana won 4. Bradshaw won 4. Brady won 6. And I don't know if Brady signed it. I don't know that. And I was going to ask him, but, you know, we're limited in time and network programming as we have breaks for network affiliates and American Forces and iHeart and the like. We have to play commercials, right? That's how we make our dough. But the fact of the matter is, and he's got a copy of it hanging in his office. And the first thing people see when they walk in, undoubtedly, is that. Wow. I can't wait to see what it fetches. You know, I don't know if Lee will, I'm sure they'll announce it. Why not? And like I said, when I first saw it and I read over the press release and gazed over the pictures and perused the whole promotional package, I thought this should be easy. This is, I mean, Roger Goodell makes $60 million a year. What's $10 million to him? What's $10 million to the Pro Football Hall of Fame? But you know what? I guarantee you they figured, well, you know what? We'll commission Sullivan to do our own, and we'll get all, not all 50. I mean, we'll even update it further and go out to 2024 and beyond. I'm saying that half tongue-in-cheek. The fact of the matter is that is a unbelievable piece of sports memorabilia. And it is one, there's nothing like it. And that isn't that the goal. And I'm not a big sports memorabilia guy. I'm really not. And I'm going to enlist the services of the one and only Dominic Jimenez, who could share on this, because when it comes to collectibles and memorabilia, he's our go-to guy. And Dom, I throw it out to you in San Francisco. You've heard the interview I'm sure you might have seen the piece, or at least you hear how Lee described it and how I followed up describing it. How is it when you do have a absolute one of a kind? I mean, people could say, well, I got this Babe Ruth thing. Well, you know, there's a lot of Babe Ruth stuff out there, shockingly enough. There just is. There's a lot of Babe Ruth stuff out there. I mean, a lot is relative and figuratively speaking. One man's lot is another man's backyard, right? So my question for you is, Dom, and I'm not saying paintings are your specialty, but on the surface, when you have truly a one of a kind, you've got unbelievable, I don't know, call it leverage, but just a tremendous statement to make. It is truly one of a kind. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've seen, you know, lithographs and photographs and even some helmets that have a huge collection of players that share some, like I've seen a lot of like 3,000 hit pieces and Cy Young Award winner pieces. But like you said, incorporating the art aspect into it is an extra layer of value. And when it is one of one, it's very hard. Now, the other thing that you're coming into play is I'm pretty sure is going to get auctioned off. It's not going to be, you know, listed at a price. Right. So how bad does somebody want something like this is ultimately what the thing is. It was funny when you were asking Lee, what's the expectation of value and whatnot. In my head, my answer was whatever somebody's willing to pay. Realistically, that's what it comes down to. If you find, if some super collector gets involved in the bidding process and that person is obsessed with this painting and, you know, the 30, I believe it was 31 autographs, and it's something that they have to have, and maybe they're an eccentric billionaire, then who knows where it could get? It's all about marketing it, which is why Lee was on with us. Maybe there's a listener out there that is an eccentric billionaire that loves football. It's all about getting the right eyeballs on it, and it is truly difficult to place a price on it. I will say, now, yeah, you can go and get, you know, Steve Young in Montana at shows and collectible shows, and it'll cost you, you know, $200 to $500, maybe more, depending on the item you have. So, yeah, you can get a general idea, but the painting, which kind of brings all of these names together, is I think really it being the medium is what can potentially drive the price very high.
Yeah, you're right. Dominic Jimenez with us as a follow-up to Lee Steinberg in this amazing painting. All right, one more question on this, and then maybe a follow-up on collectibles on the whole, because it just, that industry fascinates me. I love the way that you say, well, autographs on a painting, what's that going to look like? Well, what they did was, apparently, is there's like columns there, and they took the quarterback's helmet, the team that he performed and won the Super Bowl with. And then, like, if you look at Eli Manning and Peyton Manning, the Manning brothers, just beautiful signatures. I mean, obviously done with very, very fine writing utensils. I'm going to say Sharpies, but even a higher quality Sharpie. I mean, it is an absolute gorgeous piece. It truly is. So, Dom, the one final thing I would say is, if that were yours, where would you put it? I honestly don't know where I would put it. People say, well, I'd put it in a study or something like that. I don't know. I would probably put it in a room and I would go by a light, but I want the light to affect it and maybe damage it. But I would want it like to look almost like a museum piece. If you own that, what would you do with it? And you can't say sell it. Well, you could say sell it. And I'd be tempted to flip it over time. I might, like, you know, look at it for 10 years and say, you know what? Someone just offered me a ton of money. I've looked at it enough. I've had my thrills. I've taken pictures of it. I'm going to move it. So I guess I would entertain a way to make money and enjoy having owned it. What are your thoughts? What would you do?
I don't know where I would put it because I live in an apartment, Marty, so I've got limited space, and I've already got some of my collectible stuff. Like, I've got a framed Steph Curry signed photo hanging up in the living room. I've got some old Giants posters in my room. I do have a walk-in-ish closet. It's not huge, but it's, you know, you can walk into it, that I've put up some stuff in there too. So I think for safety purposes, that would be the room where I put it. However, the collector in me wants to take care of it. However, the person, who would own something like this would also want it to be out so that people can see it. So I don't know where I would put it, but I would definitely ensure the living you-know-what out of it.
Yeah, no question. And that's the other question I had, just to, you know, you're going to have to get this thing appraised. But here's what I think is going to happen. I'll just cut to the chase. I think what's going to really happen is it's going to be someone out there that $10 million, $12 million, $20 million is just not going to move their financial needle. It's just not. It's going to be the person who's going to have a amount of wealth that is just going to make this a procedural collectible purchase. They like it. You can go buy the high quality magazines. You can go buy Vanity Fair. You can go to any Highline magazine, Arts and Antiques, any of these, and look at it. And there's people oftentimes with names that you just don't really recognize even. And you go, oh my God, that person owns such and such a corporation, or this person invented such a thing. And it's a NBD. It's a no big deal to them. To us, we're like, wow. So it's fascinating. So great job at Elise Steinberg. We appreciate that. All right. We got a lot to talk about. Is the T-Wolves, was their win last night a one-off? Is that just, you know, delaying the inevitable? Is that a, 12th hour, 11th hour stay of execution? We shall see. Rangers had to have that last night, in my opinion. Had to have that. I thought the series was on the line last night in overtime. I thought if the Rangers got it 3-1, they're home. Now I think they're in a huge amount of trouble. We're coming back here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports through the night into the wee hours of the morning here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, thanks to Lee Steinberg again. Let's get you some takes and some discourse on the NBA and NHL. I'll start with, let me start with the puck. As I alluded to going into the break, look, the Rangers are going back to Madison Square Garden. The series is going back there with them. They're 2-2. They have home ice. They recaptured it after squandering it home at Madison Square Garden, but that's been the tenor. That's been kind of the trend throughout postseason in both the hoops and the hockey. Home ice, home court has meant very little. We articulated that very accurately. So that being said, I was saying to myself at 2-2, I said, the Rangers won the overtime game on Sunday, 5-4, blowing a 4-2 lead and winning overtime on a Lafreniere, just a freak goal. I mean, just a fluke goal. Let's call it what it was. That's exactly what it was. So that's point A. Now you're up 1-0. You go down 2-1. Okay, you're at Sunrise with the on the road. You've got an opportunity to get a command, and it's commanding at 3-1 going home. It's a commanding 3-1 lead. It's often a overused anointment to a statement or a series by saying, "Well, we're going to anoint this a insurmountable or a command, not insurmountable, but a commanding lead." Well, that's exactly what was at stake. And I thought, and I've said it before 100 times, how do NHL sudden death overtime games, not normally, but oftentimes, how do those games end? Fluke goals, a weird bounce of the puck. You know, the biscuit takes a weird bounce. Someone tucks it in between the goalie's pads on a rebound. It goes off the post and into the net. Or there's a borderline high stick, and it like the Lafreniere goal the other day hits somebody in their midsection, ends up going in the net. I mean, it's just time and time again, the goalie gets screened, never sees the shot. We could go on and on and on. Even go back and look at that 1990, I want to say, Edmonton Boston triple overtime in the Boston Garden, where we were in the Serendipity Lounge in Greenfield, Massachusetts, inside of a Howard Johnson's, well after legal hours to consume adult beverages, sitting on bar stools watching a triple overtime game going, will this game ever end? How did it end? Crazy goal. It's just crazy. It was nuts. Okay, so I digress. You get my point. So when I said to myself last night, if they don't win this one, the Rangers, yes, they might have a little bit of house money. It's not going to feel like house money. If they lose this game, it's going to suck the wind out of the Rangers. Now, I love saying this because, as you know, I have a great propensity and a likelihood to be wrong. So Ranger fans, rejoice. But that's my gut take. I got to tell you, it annoys me to no end. I thought they had them. They had opportunities in regulation to end it, but so too did Florida. And oh, by the way, there was a point in that game where it looked like, Florida was skating downhill and anything the Rangers did was uphill. That's what it felt like, and that's what it looked like. I mean, it just was. And aside to all this, look, we don't have Mike Emmerich to enjoy anymore. He is arguably the greatest hockey announcer we've ever known. Thank God we got to enjoy him in our lifetime. I'll tell you right now, Sean McDonough calls a great hockey game. He really does. Sean McDonough, and again, a Boston kid, I'm going to look like a shill. His dad, Will McDonough, and his brother, Terry McDonough, NFL executive. And, Ryan McDonough, his son, his brother was the general manager of the Suns and then worked for the Celtics for a while. And it's a pretty decorated sports family. But Sean McDonough is a hell of an announcer. And not only is it hockey, but football, his ESPN. He was at CBS doing the Masters on one of the holes. He's obviously done the Red Sox, both television and still in the radio booth. He does a great job. He really does. He calls a great hockey game. And Emily Kaplan, rarely are the sideline or ringside or courtside reporters anybody that you pay attention to. And my colleague and friend Brock Hines and I oftentimes go back and forth and say, look at Emily Kaplan is an elite reporter. She does such, I mean, she doesn't just give you puff pieces. I'm not knocking Holly Rowe or LaForce, who is excellent too, Allie LaForce. But I'll tell you what, Emily Kaplan, and I know, listen, we've had Melissa Stark, we've had Susie Colbert, we've had Aaron Andrews. I mean, there's a whole stable. We can go on, Pam Oliver, we can go on and on and on. I'm telling you, Emily Kaplan, with a very difficult sport. But you know what's ironic about hockey? It's a difficult sport to announce. It can be and rightfully characterized as a difficult sport to watch on TV. It is. It's hard to follow the puck, especially for people that don't know the tendencies of, you know, pucks that are slung around the dasher or pucks that are dumped in, more of a strategic thing. You got to kind of be a little bit of an educated viewer to understand the nuances of hockey to follow it as closely. Here's what Emily Kaplan, I finally identified this last night. She asked questions of players, coaches, officials. She sorts through things. She does it in concise fashion, but she does it for the benefit of the listener, the viewer. She does. She absolutely right question. Many, it's not just me. Other people have conveyed this to me. Yes, you want your sideline reporter to give you some information, not the proverbial, you know, just BS and try, you know, if you can't dazzle us with data, baffle us with BS. No, she asks the right question. Usually 9 times out of 10, she presents it in a professional fashion. She's an excellent sideline reporter. Yeah, I mean, she really and truly is. She is excellent. And we're efforting through her agent and her contacts to get her on this program because I want to say it to her and just get the insights. It's like she does her homework. She prepares. She does an absolutely phenomenal job. All right, so there's the hockey. Let's get to the hoops. You know, the conventional discourse in sports talk today would be what? Okay, the Mavericks let one get away. They had a sweep opportunity. They could get a commensurate and equal amount of rest that they deserve and be on par with the Celtics, who they're going to play in the finals. At least that's what I think. But again, my propensity to be wrong. But this feels more than this. It just does. And again, I'm going off gut. Edwards, Towns, look at 24 hours ago, we're saying how soft. Yes. It's like if you don't close a team out like the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're nasty. They're just nasty. And I say that, let me qualify nasty. They go on runs. They're not the most physical team in the world. But they have enough talent with Conley distributing to Cat, distributing to Edwards, Gobert. Yeah, he's as soft as a Krispy Kreme donut at times in the middle, but he's big. He's got hands. He can rebound. He can alter shots. And then Naz Reid, who is look out. So I'm just telling you, and listen, that's not to say anything to diminish Dallas at this point. Listen, they're going on the road, but they really don't. I mean, they're playing with fire because if Minnesota comes out tomorrow night, which, oh, by the way, I think they're going to, and hangs up another W, now you're going to start getting tight. And I don't care that you're going back to American Airlines Center. I don't care about that. You're going to get tight. You're going to start hearing it, and you're going to start feeling it. The good news is you've got Doncic, you've got Irving, and together in tandem. You know, some teams, great franchises have had big threes. They've got a big three. But the big two is an overwhelming big two. I mean, it might be the best in the league. And that's been debated. You know, is this the best guard combo or tandem, rather, as Doncic is listed as a guard, I was told today. I was told he's listed as a guard. And I thought, I always considered him to be a big man. He is a big man. But, hey, you know what, Dom? Let me ask you, because you follow him and he's one of your players. Is he a guard or a forward, Luka Doncic?
Luka's a point guard.
That just blew my mind. I had a buddy. I'll say who it was. My friend, Dr. Richard Newkirk. I talked to him this morning. He's like, yeah, they were debating whether Irving and Doncic are the best guard tandem in NBA history. And I went, well, I mean, have they? And then I started to think about it. And I said, if he's listed as a guard, which you just told me he is, a point guard, guess what? I don't know that I want to partake in that debate, because I would have to weight them way, way up there. Now, you know, do I throw Jerry West, Gail Goodrich into the mix? Do I bring the Celtics backcourt into fray? Havlicek was a forward, but you had DJ. But you didn't have guards of this repute. And I went through it. Not a lot. I mean, you know, I mean, Mo Cheeks, Hersey Hawkins, they don't stack up. Curry and Thompson. I would put them right up there. I would put them up there. I can't think of, off the top of my head right now, I can't sit here with affirmation and with total confidence do much to put a dent in anybody's contention that Doncic and Irving might not be the best combo in NBA history. That is an alarming thing for me to say. I say it and I wince, because I'm like, I'm going to get called out. I'm missing somebody. And I probably am. But Dom, I'll bring you back in. Doncic and Kyrie Irving, that's pretty formidable, brother. That's an elite tandem in the backcourt. Wow. Who would you put up there? Would you put Curry and Thompson right there? Is that where we start?
Yeah, I'd put them there. And like you, I'm sure that I'm not remembering a lot of people, not just one group of guys. You know, in their prime, I think Steve Francis and Tracy McGrady, when they were with the Rockets, I think that's a conversation piece, but not the best. But that's not a bad one. But if I'm just thinking back on it, maybe Russ and James Harden, I think that's a pretty good duo.
And you got to go to the Bulls, because Michael Jordan, although, he's listed as a guard, who do you put there? I mean, who do you put opposite of Jordan? Pippen was a forward. So you kind of, Craig Hodges there, you had some other people. So, you know, Jordan was kind of, you know, his running mates were guys in the front court. Steve Kerr, I don't know. Here's where I go, though. I got to go to Detroit, and I got to think Isaiah Thompson and the microwave Vinnie Johnson was pretty formidable. But I'm telling you, Kyrie Irving and Luka, Dom, that is a unbelievable debate. And I don't know that I could poke too many holes in it other than Curry and Thompson. I honestly don't think I could in reality. So there you go. Interesting debate. I guess it came up because I was over on the hockey, full disclosure. But anyway, we shall see. I do think Dallas will get it done. NBA Finals, hold your breath, folks. We still got to wait a week. We literally have a week. Thursday, June 6th, Boston Garden, TD Bank Garden in the North Station, Boston. The ball will go in the air, and I think it'll be the Boston Celtics with their big two, if you will, with Jaylen Brown and obviously Jason Tatum and company, and Kyrie and Luka on basketball's biggest world stage. It is, I think it's going to be a great series. Now, that being said, remember who you're listening to, the literal kiss of death. I mean, I'm telling you, I could have stopped secretary at 100 yards from the finish line by predicting his win, just the way I am. Wrong constantly. All right, we come back here. Lots to get to. American Premium Vodka, Vanguard Utility Partners. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. We will look at what? What are we talking tonight? We don't have hoops. We got what we need. We got Edmonton and, dare I say the city's name again, Dallas, the Stars. Huge spot tonight. We look forward to it. We're coming back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Sports Overnight America. More sports talk coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, down the home stretch we go here. Headed towards the finish line, Marty Terrell and Dominic Jimenez with outstanding work today. Lee Steinberg, excellent. Caitlin Clark, 30 last night. They lose again. I saw something, and I didn't take the clickbait today, but something like she was called out by her coach, Christy, Coach Christy on the sideline for the Indiana Fever, and I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. What I am buying is I think Christy sides, S-I-D-E-S, maybe offsides and maybe penalized with the loss of her job. I think they're going to make a change. I smell it coming. I just do. And, you know, unfortunately, it's going to be like, oh, you know, she's the scapegoat. You know, Clark didn't really deliver. But you know what? I'm in the epicenter, folks, here in Iowa, and I'm telling you, the buzz right now is just fizzled out, which, you know, is cause for somewhat of a, not a celebration, but a kind of a wake-up call that despite her individual heroics, she went off for 30 last night, and it was kind of like, okay, you know, there's the old Caitlin. But they still lost. So it's really good that the overwhelming preponderance of affection for Caitlin has to be her performing as part of a winning effort. That, you know, there's nothing. What did Vince Lombardi say? Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. And there's maybe some, not maybe, there is some credence to that statement. Because right now she's for a 1-7 team. And I'm telling you, the buzz here is barely registering. I mean, it's flatlining. And so it's going to be interesting to watch. But I think that I'm going to predict the coach is out of there within the next few days. I feel it coming. We'll see. Anyways, enjoy it. We're back at it tomorrow, Thursday into a Friday. For Dominic Jimenez, Lee Steinberg, and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening and stay tuned for more sports talk around the clock on Sports Byline. There's a mouthful. Coming back.